Hello, I am Richard Wagner, the previous owner of Droege's Market. My son, Philip Wagner, the current owner, is the great-great-grandson of the founder. Augustus Droege, his wife Delia, and their son Philip left the Gaspé Peninsula in the province of Quebec, Canada in 1893 and immigrated to Freeport, Maine, where Augustus went to work for the railroad. Even working for a reported $1 per day, he prospered. Full of determination, he purchased a building at 120 Main Street and opened a grocery store. In those days, that's all it was, a grocery store, because Freeport was a dry town where the strongest beverage was probably something called Moxie. Augustus Droege's successful business activities extended beyond his grocery. In addition to running the market, he built several houses, including his own on Royal Avenue and a cottage at Cushing Bridge. His son Philip, a naturalized American citizen, took over the market in 1924. Philip's first wife, Mary, died after being bitten by a spider lurking in a bunch of bananas delivered to the market. Upon Philip's death, the ownership of the market passed to his son, Philip Jr., who shortly thereafter sold the property to his sister, Alice Droege Wagner Briggs. Alice had two sons, Richard and Robert. I took possession of the market for my mother and stepfather in 1968. In 2001, I turned over ownership to my son, Philip Wagner, the fifth generation of this family to own Droege's Market. Droege's Market is reported to be the oldest business in Freeport. Its status is clearly emphasized by the mat on the floor at the ordering counter proclaiming since 1904. As American shopping and eating habits have changed over the past century, Droege's also has changed. Droege's has adapted, and the market now devotes most of its operations to take out food and beverages rather than to selling groceries. My great-grandfather, Augustus Droege, hit a big sign in his window. He pushed Moxie, and he said it was good for everything from hangnails to halitosis. He swore by it. Yeah.